Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I wanted to call in with a story that I totally forgot about until I was talking about it the other night with a group of friends who were going to go visit St. Augustine, and they knew that I'd been there several times. So about 10 years ago, I was there. I was in Orlando at Disney World with my kids and my parents, and we decided to take a drive one day out to St. Augustine. So my daughter was about 7, and I think my son was, he was still just a baby. He was about maybe a year old. And we went out to St. Augustine. It was cool. I don't think I'd ever been there before at that point. That may have been my first time there. And my dad was obsessed with lighthouses. He visited lighthouses wherever he went. He loved them. Me, not so much. I'm afraid of heights and tight spaces and falling downstairs like that. Anyway, so we're there and we went to a restaurant that had, it was a cute restaurant, but it had terrible service. We had to wait, I think, like an hour just to get water. But there was no other options of places to eat. It was the only place that was open that early that wasn't fast food. So my daughter and I had gone into the bathroom and we noticed when we walked in the sink, the two of the sink faucets were running, and it was the knobs that you turn, you know, one for hot water, one for cold water. We went into the bathroom, you know, into the stall. I went into one, she went into the other, and I heard the water come on again. So I assumed that she was washing up, and I said to her, don't walk out without me. And I heard her voice next to me, and I'm like, oh, okay. We came back out. The water, both sinks were back on again after I turned them off before we went into the stalls. I turned them off again, and they turned back on right in front of us. It was the weirdest thing. So I came out and I said, I had asked my mom, who's really into paranormal stuff, hey, is this like a haunted city? And she said, well, yes, it's the oldest city in the United States. It's a very old city. I think there's ghost tours and everything. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we're sitting there waiting for our food. Finally, we eat. We drive over to the lighthouse. I don't remember the name of it. I don't even know if it was if it's the only one in St. Augustine. I am not sure. Maybe another listener can clear that up. And all of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with a sense of panic, sheer terror. It felt like I was having a panic attack or an anxiety attack. I thought I was dying. My dad was sitting in the car waiting for the line to go down so that he could get into the lighthouse. My mom and daughter were in the gift shop, and I was pushing my son around in his stroller, and all the while thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die at this lighthouse place. I don't know where it came from. It was just a sense of sheer panic. And prior to that happening, I was walking around the grounds. You know, there was quite a few people there. And it was kind of warm out. I had on a shirt and maybe like a button-up shirt over it that was opened up in the front. And when we were walking around, I felt a hand go straight up my back, like it was going up the bottom of my shirt all the way up to my neck. And I remember distinctly feeling that and turning around, I was going to yell at my daughter for it because I'm like, what is that? That's so inappropriate. Don't do that. There was no one behind me. And I remembered she was in the gift shop with my mom. And maybe within minutes of that is when I started to feel this horrible anxiety. I couldn't shake it. I went into the bathroom, you know, tried to sit in a stall for a while and, you know, get my senses back. I kept feeling like I was going to faint. I didn't know what was wrong. I was maybe 30 years old at the time, and I came out, and my dad was in the car, and I said, Dad, we have to go. I think I'm dying. I think I'm having a heart attack. And he's like, what's going on? And I told him what was wrong, and he said, you're fine. You're having an anxiety attack. Let me run in and get your mom and your daughter and my daughter. So they ran in. We got out to the car, and my mom's like, your sugar's just low. You took too long to eat. And I'm like, no, it's not that. I feel like I'm dying. I need to go to a hospital. And my dad just said, you know what, just count and breathe. And we're driving. And as soon as we left, maybe 20 minutes outside of St. Augustine, I was totally fine, absolutely fine. It was the weirdest thing. And I heard on another podcast, it wasn't yours, I'm not sure which one it was, another girl had a similar experience where she'd gone there and she just had a freak out, like the same type as mine. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm wondering, do any of your listeners experience that? I wonder if it was something supernatural, because I did feel that hand go up my shirt. It was icy cold. And it was the weirdest. I've never had that feeling ever again. I never suffered from anxiety attacks. I never had that feeling ever again. That was the only time I had that. So I'm wondering, with your guys' experience and your other listeners, does anybody else have that type of experience where they feel like they're going to have an anxiety attack and absolutely lose their shit before or during some paranormal situation? So I love your show so much. We are EPP members. Everybody should sign up for that, because those stories are absolutely amazing. I play those over and over. They're so relaxing. So thank you so much for all you do. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.